If you have your Bible, turn this morning to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. I want to begin reading at verse 11. And the Bible says, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. I want to preach this morning, if God will bear help, just a minute. He came unto His own. Amen. He came. Bible said Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Do you realize this morning how special that makes you in the eyes of God? And He came to seek and to save. Because we were all sinners, amen. We're all lost and undone. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that wage of sin is death. It was after us. It was hard on our heels. But praise be to God. The good God of glory came to where we was at. Amen. When we couldn't get to Him, He came unto His own. Those, praise God, had to be predestined from the foundation of the world, praise God. You say, who is it? Certain ones. Yeah, certain. Whosoever wills and will call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ain't you glad this morning that you're one of those, praise be to God, that He come to seek and to save this morning? But the Bible says that He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. They willfully rejected the Lamb of God. You say, well, preacher, I don't understand that. Why would anybody? I don't know. Why do we? Why do we reject the precious Lamb of God who's wanting to speak to us every day? Who's there to help us every day? But we reject Him. We push Him away. We say, well, Lord, I don't need You right now. I'm doing okay right now. But I want to say, praise God, in the world that we live in, we're not doing okay. We're in a mess. We need help today like never before. We're not going to get it from the government. We're not going to get it from our president. We're not going to get it from our state representatives. You know where we're going to get help? We're going to get our help at the house of God. We're going to get our help from the Lord this morning. If we ever get help, if America ever gets straightened out, if our homes ever get put back right, I will say this morning, we're out of order. Amen. We are out of order. We're putting everything else in front of God. Everything else is taking a priority over Lord Jesus Christ. I preached Wednesday night here on the importance of prayer. We've stepped away from God. We don't communicate with our Father no more. We need to get back to the point of communicating with our Father. Because, hey, He knows what we need. Amen. And He said this, like we said already this morning, if we'll seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that's right in the eyes of God. He'll add to us all those other things that we need. What do you need this morning? Seek the Lord God, amen, with all your heart. And He'll add to you those things. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now we got a whole bunch of people today that preaching health and wealth. God, hey, God is gracious to us. He blesses us on purpose. Amen. But it's after we get our heart right. It's when we start looking to Him, the author and finisher of our faith, to give us that guidance and that leadership that we all need this morning to go on for the good cause of Christ. Amen. To lift up His name, praise God, as the God of glory, forever seated at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you. The Bible said that He came to His own, and His own received Him not. Back over in John chapter 12 and verse 12. He was talking about Palm Sunday when He made that triumphant entry into the city. And he said that on the next day, much people that were come to the feast when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem took branches of palm trees and went forth and met Him and cried, Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. Amen. They said, Hosanna. They said, God, save now. Amen. Boy, would God, if we could get it sincere in our heart and say, Lord, save and save now. Amen. Cry out to Him, praise God. But it wasn't because they was concerned about their soul. See, there's a lot of people around the world that said, "Oh Lord, we need help, and we need right now. We need you to bless me. Need you to pay for my car. Need you to pay for my house. Need you to bless me. Need you to pay my hospital bill. Need you to do this and do that." But praise God, we don't need you to be God. Amen. God help us. Hey, we're out of order this morning. Amen. He came into His own. Praise the Lord. He's coming to us every day, speaking to our hearts, saying, "Hey, if you'll come unto me, you're weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Amen. You know what happened if we got our focus on Lord Jesus Christ like we ought to have? We'd forget about all the things the world has. Amen. We'd forget about the political and the economical part, praise God, and we'd get into the worshiping part. He said if we'd worship Him, we got to worship Him in spirit and truth. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said God's got to get all over us, praise God, and He's got to get all in us, praise God, and that come from the Word of God. When we begin to get in, praise God, we get filled up. Hey, praise, glory be to God, we get so full glory. Hey, it begins to run over. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, I've been having some of those episodes here lately. Maybe it's an old age thing. Amen. Maybe I'm losing my mind. Maybe I've done gone crazy. I mean, crazy as a bat. Amen. Because I'm having lots of spells, Brother Jeff. Hey, praise God. You say, "Well, preacher, hey, you have had some bad spells." Yeah, but I won't say the spells I'm having, they ain't bad. The spells I've been having, praise God, they've been right nice. Praise God, I've been crossing over, I've been looking over, peeking into the glory world. I've been seeing, like old Brother Paul, sights unseen. Amen. I'm talking about sights that can't even be uttered. Glory. I can't even tell you how good the things I've been seeing over on the other side. You say, "What are you saying, Pastor?" I'm saying this. Praise God, I believe if you're a child of God and you get hooked up with Him just right, God's wanting to show you some things. Amen. He said, "Can my alma unseat Him not?" They said, "Hosanna, Hosanna, save us now." They said, "Save us from the political unrest and the economical unrest." But we ain't worried about our souls. So we ain't worried about our children's souls. We're just worried about getting what we can and canning what we get. Amen. That's what we want to do today. Hey, we want to get all we can and we want to hold on to it. We don't want to give nothing back. God forbid that we'd try to help somebody else. God forbid that we'd give a dollar or two to a missionary, amen, out there preaching the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, and winning souls hand over fist. Amen. We hoard it up, save it for our retirement. Praise the Lord. I won't tell you, I've got a retirement plan that's better than what you've got. I've got a retirement plan, God, glory be to God this morning, that's out of this world. Amen. I'm trusting the Lord Jesus Christ to take care of me. Yeah. Amen. Till He calls me home. Yeah. Amen. Just a little while, praise God. He's going to say, "Come up hither," and I'm going to leave this old veil of tears, this old body of clay, and I'm going to go be with my Lord, and so shall I ever be with the Lord. Amen. But they said, "Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord." Amen. He got on this donkey, this young ass, a foal of an ass. And he began to ride into town. Hey man, you remember the story? But he gets over there and he tells us about this over in Luke chapter 19. Let me just read that to you right quickly. You remember when he got over there to the brow of the hill? If I can find it right quick, I'll show this to you. Lord brought to my heart. He got over there and he was entering in that triumphant entrance, the same thing. And he gets over there to the brow of the hill. He looks all over Jerusalem. And now in my mind's eye, brother, I go back to that time, praise God, when I go through toward the house and I can look out over Asheville. Amen. And he said when he, in Luke 19:41, he said when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. He said, "I come to my own, and his own received him not." He said he'd come to the brow to heal, praise God. He had preached the gospel. He had told them about the good things of God. He had told them about that heavenly kingdom. He had told them about that blessed promise. He told them about how they could just step out and get in. You know what he said? He said when he got up there on his way into Jerusalem for that feast that day, he got up to the brow of that hill. Amen. Hey, listen, look over, look in that city. Just like we'd get up on Town Mountain and we'd look out over the city of Israel. And the Bible said he beheld the city and he wept over that city. I wonder to God how it would be if we started weeping over our city one more time. If we started weeping over our people one more time. If we would weep and shed a tear over our children one more time. Amen. God help us. We ain't doing much weeping. We ain't doing much crying for the lost anymore. We become calloused. Amen. To those things of God that would help our hearts. He goes on in verse 42 of Luke 19 and says, saying, if thou hast known, even thou at least in this day, thy day. He said, this is the day that the Lord made. He said, this is the day of salvation. This is the day, praise God, that God's been a promise you throughout eternity. Amen. If you're here lost this morning, praise God, this is the day that Jesus has been promising you. Amen. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it because today is the day of salvation to men's souls. We need to come in and get in while we can. He said, if thou hadst known even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thy eyes. He said, this was for you. He said, it was given for you, praise God, if you would just accept it, if we could just receive it. He said, it's you. It's for you. It's a promise for you. It's a blessing for you. It has to be received. For days shall come when come upon thee that thine enemy shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee round about and keep thee on every side and shall lay thee even with the ground and thy children within thee. Did you get that? Amen. Hey, listen, if we're going to fall this morning, let's not take our children, drag them down with us. Amen. Praise God. Let's step up and at least be man and woman enough, praise God, to save our children. Amen. If we're not going to follow God, if we're not going to get in, praise God, on purpose for us, let's do it for the children's sake. Amen. They deserve a chance. Let's help our children. Praise God. They don't have a chance without us getting in, without us being that motivation for them. Amen. Glory to God. Help us, Lord. Children's sake. He said, and lay thee even with the ground and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. He said, God come to deal with you. God come to work with you. God come to woo you. God come to win you. He said, but you rejected him and you pushed him away. He said, it's time that we started coming to the Lord. He said, he came to his own received him not. He's still knocking on doors today, the heart doors of men and women all over this land, praise God. And he said, hey, would you open up to me and let me come in? And the knob's on your side. Are you hearing me this morning? The knob's on your side. Amen. He's a gentleman. He'll not force his way into your life. But praise God, he said, if you'll throw wide the door of your heart, he said, I'll come in. He said, I'll sup with you and you with me. Praise God, this morning, if we'll just trust the Lord, he'll come in with us, praise God. He'll come in to us, praise God. He'll take up a work, praise the Lord, in our hearts this morning and do for us that, praise God, that needs to be done in the day now we live. To redirect our focus, to get us back on track. Amen. But we have to come along. We have to say, Lord, I know what you want to do. Lord wants to save your soul. Lord wants you to put you on a solid foundation. See, we like that old dumb man, the foolish man. We're continually wanting to build our lives on that shifting sand. Amen. But God said there's a firm foundation that we can build on. He said that firm foundation, praise God, said it'll stand solid. It won't shift around on you. It's a foundation, Lord Jesus Christ, that you can build on, praise God. You can center your life on. You can center your family on, praise God. If you hold tight, he said, if we'd raise up our children the way they should go, He said, when you're old, they'll not depart from it. He said, listen to me. He said, if you'll fulfill the commandment, he said, you'll receive the promise. Amen. He said, he commands us to raise them up, not in the way that they would go, because they'll go the way of the stinking flesh. Amen. Our children, your children, my children, they'll go the way of the flesh if we let them. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I believe you ought to just leave them alone and, they'll take care of self. Yeah. They'll end up over that. They'll end up down Craigie. They'll end up hooked on dope. They'll end up hooked on drugs. They'll end up hooked on pornography. They'll end up hooked on fornication. They'll get hooked on everything this world has to hook them. Because the devils are casting out lines every day. Amen. The devils are throwing out lines every day trying to hook our children. And he don't play fair, praise God. He's got one of them big old treble hooks. And if you don't take the bait, praise God, he'll jerk it and snag you. Amen. That's what he does. Amen. But praise God, we have today the opportunity. Glory to God. He said that I came to his own received him not. He said, but as many as received him. Amen. Hey, I want to ask you something. Have you received the Lord Jesus Christ? Yeah. Now, I'm not talking about a little profession out of your mouth. I'm saying, has the Holy Ghost of God moved in? Have you received the Lord Jesus Christ? Had the Holy Ghost of God move into you? Somebody's there directing you every day. When you mess up, praise God, you know about it. Amen. Amen. It don't take you 2 or 3 weeks to realize something that you've done is wrong. Amen. Holy Ghost of God, praise God, speak your heart quick, feisty, in a hurry, Jesse, and say, young man, amen, before you ever do it, you can't go there. And you know what Jesse would do? Jesse said, Lord, I'm going to know. He'll say, okay, Lord, I got you. I'm sorry, Lord, for even entertaining that thought. Amen. Lord, push it out of my mind as far as the east is from the west and help me to never go back there. Amen. Glory be. He said, as many as received him, glory be to God. Have you received him today? Well, the most important thing we can do in our life is receive the Lord Jesus Christ and just keep receiving him.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I don't know about you, but it don't ever get old. Amen. Glory be to God. Those things that come from the throne of grace. I tell you, I've had me a time this morning. Amen. I've about been beside myself several times. I'm like Brother Bill. I about got to a point of time to taking me a lap for the good glory of God. Because he's been so good to us. But he said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of men. Amen. So what does he give us? He says, praise God, if we'll reach out and get a hold of him, he gives us power. Where's that power come from? That power comes from the throne of grace down to man. I'm talking about power, wonder-working power. Amen. That comes from God of glory and comes down to where me and you are. Comes down into our heart and dictates our life and gives us what we need, praise God. And everything takes place, whether good, bad, or ugly. We can look up to glory and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for all your goodness unto me. Amen. You say, well, preacher, we go through these tough times. It's hard to praise God. I tell you what, you get to praising God while you're in the valley. And boy, you talk about a shout you'll have when you're on the mountain. Amen. Hey, you praise him while you're in the valley. Glory be to God. You can shout her out on the mountain. Amen. Glory be to God. But I believe you ought to praise him in the valley and just shout it out while we're going. Amen. While he's bringing us out. While we're looking for that help. While we're looking for that hope. Praise God. Just keep shouting it out. Amen. But many have believed on him. Believed him, to them gave me power to become the sons of God, even to them, but believe on his name. Amen. We preached down there at Sister Matthew's there Friday night over in John chapter 14, verse 1. Jesus told the disciples, they was worried, they was concerned because he told them that he had to leave, he had to part, he had to go away. And he said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe God. And he said, yeah, we believe God. He said, believe also in me. Hey, glory be to God. I want to tell you, He's got some good things, and if we'll trust in Him this morning, glory be to God, with our heart and our mind and our soul and our strength, praise God. That's the righteousness of God. Amen. Hey, how do you know you're right? When you're trusting God to meet that need. When you're trusting the Lord Almighty to reach down in your circumstance and give you the help, praise God, that you know comes from the throne of grace. When the doctors say there's no hope. When they come out and tell you there's no help. Amen. Glory be to God. You can look up into glory with Holy Ghost boldness and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blessed touch. Amen. Because we know, like the song says, Lord, we got Charles, we're a winner either way.
Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. We've got that hope settled down depths of our soul. And we know, no matter what takes place, that the good God of glory is still on the throne.
Amen.
He's still there. Praise God to make intercession for man. Amen. Can you imagine a good God of glory, as big as He is? Amen. And God the Son sitting at the right hand to make intercession, to intercede on our behalf. Amen. He don't ever miss a prayer. Amen. Here's them all. Here's every prayer that we'll ever pray. Amen. As long as our heart's right. Amen. If our heart ain't right, all the thing He'll hear is, Lord, forgive me an old sinner. Forgive me of my sins, Lord, and help me. And then He'll say, okay, and then it clears that. If not, you know what happens if we try to pray with sin in our life? When we try to pray, we get static. It's kind of like static. It's like a cell phone that ain't got no a tower. Amen. You might drop a signal. Amen. But praise God, if we call out the Lord and we ask God to forgive us of our sins. See, it's so easy sometimes to look at other people and say, you know what, they ought to do a little different. You know, Brother Rex, he's different ways he ought to handle these situations. But I tell you what, you ain't never walked in Brother Rex's shoes.
Amen.
Amen. You know what I'll do? Say, Lord, you know my brother Rex. I want you to help him, praise God, to make the right decision. God, I want you to empower his life, praise God, with the power from on high.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Then the good God of glory will begin to direct him. Amen. He'll begin to make the right decisions. Praise God. He does. He does a good job. The Lord's helping him. Just like He is you, just like He is me, praise God. We're trusting in the good God of glory to direct our path and show us the way. You know why? Because there's somebody watching us. There's somebody that sees our life. We're an example to someone. As Paul says, let us be examples to you. Amen. I wonder in your life. Now listen to me. I wonder in your life, could you say with an earnest heart, with a clear conscience, Lord, let these people look at me. Let them see my life. Let my life be a light to them. I wonder, could you do that today? I mean, with a sincere heart, could you do that? Could you say, Lord, help me be an example to someone? We better be able to. Because if we'll look around us, listen to me, if you'll look around you this morning and you see all these people around you, you see all these little ones here in this place. They're watching us. And they're seeing what we're doing. Amen. And they will ask questions. They will ask questions. Let me give you something. Thank you, Lord. Let me give you something. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6. The Bible says that we're to love God with all our heart and our mind and our soul and our strength. Deuteronomy chapter 6. He said, Hear, O Israel, our Lord, the Lord our God is, verse 4, is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. That means you got to put, hey, listen to me. Look at me just a second. That means you got to put some effort into it. It ain't just going to happen because we still contend with this flesh all the time. It ain't just going to happen. It ain't by our good works that we're going to get it done. Praise God. We've got to put some work into it to do it Jesus' way. To do it God's way. Amen? Amen. Say amen to me. Amen. With all thy soul, with all thy heart, thy soul, and thy mind. And these words, I command thee this day, shall be in thy heart, that thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk with them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way. He said, this is the way that we're supposed to do it with our children. And when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. He said, this is what God said. We got to keep the Word of God in front of us. We got to keep pressing on towards God. We got to keep marching on, youngins, toward God. Listen, you young parents, it's your responsibility to march towards God. Amen. Amen. Samantha Bryan, it's your responsibility to keep marching towards God. Because little Bea is going to look at you and she's going to follow you. Greg, it's your and Amanda's responsibility to keep marching towards God. Because little Alexa, she's going to be following in your footsteps. Amen. And these others, little David, Ashley, it's up to you and Matt to keep marching on for God, because He's going to follow in your footsteps. You say, preacher, do you have Bible for that? Yes, I do. Oh, glory. Help us, Lord. Just to sell it to heart, praise God. Just to follow God. Deuteronomy, you say, well, watch Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 20. Notice this. Thank you, Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 26 and verse 20. It says, when thy son askest thee in time to come, saying, what mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments with the Lord our God hath commanded you? They say, oh, Daddy, what does it mean? What's God give us? What has our God give us? Glory. Hey, God, how important it is, praise God, to keep it for us and keep marching on for God. Because one day they're going to come ask a question. They're going to come ask you one day. Samantha, little Mia come to you one day and she'll say, Mama, tears right down her face. You say, what, honey? What's the matter? She said, how do I get saved? Yeah. What do I got to do to go to heaven, Mama? Well, glory. You say, well, you just, hey, you know how Mama loves God. You know how Mama loves God's Word. Hey, just love the Lord Jesus. Accept Jesus and what He did for you. His death, burial, His resurrection. He goes on and says, now watch what He says. Thank you, Lord. He said, then thou shalt say unto thy son, we were, now He talks about Pharaoh and Egypt. Now Pharaoh is a type of the devil. Egypt is a type of the world. You got that? Pharaoh's a type of the devil. Egypt is a type of the world. And he said, and then thou shalt say unto thy son, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. One time I was bound to this world. One time I had my confidence in the things of this earth. But praise God, now I've got my confidence in God Almighty. Amen. That's where my hope is. Bless His holy name. Said the Lord showed signs and wonders great and sore upon Egypt, the world, and upon Pharaoh, the devil. Amen. And upon all his household, listen to this, before our eyes. Said, I've seen God do a work against the devil and against the world. I've seen it with my eyes. Praise the Lord. So I've seen God reach down and perform miracles. You say, well, Daddy, what kind of miracle did you see Him do? With tears running down your face. Brian, you look at little B and said, He saved my soul. He saved my soul from hell. Delivered me from the pit and the authority of the devil. Glory be to God, we don't have to serve Him no more. We're not in bitter bondage to the devil no more. or to the world. He said He brought us out from thence that He might bring us in. Amen. He said, hey, He reached down. That's what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. He hung there between the heaven and the earth, praise God. And He reached down into Egypt and He got to all whosoever would out of the world, praise God. And He lifted them out so that He might bring them into the kingdom of God. Amen. Took us out so that He might bring us in. Took us out of the world. See, the Bible says, I don't care what the world says today, God's people still supposed to be a separate people. Amen. We're not supposed to chase the worldliness. We're not supposed to chase the drugs and the alcohol and the women and the money and all the things of this world. Amen. We're supposed to follow after God. Bless His holy name. Said He brought us out from thence that He might bring us in to give us the land which He sware unto our fathers. See, God made a promise to Abram. Amen. He said, I'm going to give you all this that I promised you. I want to say, listen, on the authority of God's Word, He said, I'm going to give to you all that I promised you. He said, you just got to keep trudging towards the promise. See, a lot of times we get our eyes off the prize, and the old devil sidetracks us. But praise God, we got to realize this more. Hey, we're not serving the devil no more. We're not under the authority of the power of the prince of the air. We're under the authority, praise God, of the God of the heavens. Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ. Bless His holy name. He said, then the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes. Now listen to this. Now can you see this? Can you see this daddy telling Aaron, this daddy telling his little one? He says, Daddy, why do we do this for our God? Amen. He knew who his God was. He knew who daddy's God was. He knew who mama's God was. He knew who papa's God was. The true and the living God. That's who we're serving today. He said, the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes to fear the Lord our God. For our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. Amen. He brought us away from the devil, Pharaoh. He brought us out of the world, Egypt. And praise God, He brought us through all the trials the world had to throw at us. And He said, we're still alive today. Amen. And He said, praise God, and if we stay with God, He said, we'll be alive forevermore. But the Bible said, John said, He came to His own, and His own believed Him not. They received Him not. They didn't accept Him. They trusted Him not. Amen. But He said today, if we trust the Lord Jesus Christ, that's our sole responsibility, is to trust the Lord Jesus Christ and live according to His Word. To love the Lord God with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy might. With everything in us, every fiber in us, we're supposed to love the Lord. We've got to put some effort into it. It ain't going to be easy. The flesh will want to rise up. I told you Wednesday night, you go to pray, and the old devil's going to come along, and he's going to rock you to sleep. Amen? That's why we've got to find a hiding place. Amen? We've got to make us a place, got to make us time, and get out and pray out loud. Say, Lord God, here I am again. I need to talk to you. And allow God to speak to us. Praise God. And by the time, and I told him what I've been doing is taking this list of names that Brother Austin has made for us of all the people in church. And I began to cry out to Him. Calling out to Him, the people, the children, the grandchildren. Amen. Just calling them out to the Lord, you know. And you know what happens? You get to cry. You try that. You get that list and begin to pray over it. Amen. Just talking out loud to God on behalf of your brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. And you'll get to certain ones. Now listen to me. And I'm finished. You get to certain ones. And it's just like the Holy Ghost of God just settled down in your heart. And boy, I tell you, it was just something well up in you, and you know that God's something happened in that person's life. And because you're calling out their name, God's a rushing to do some work. Amen? And you go on, you go through a few more names, you'll get to another one, and all of a sudden, there's the Holy Ghost of God again. He'll just settle in on your heart. And you know that He wants to do a work in that person's life. And you say, oh God, thy will be done. Help them, Lord. You know what's taking place when you do that? He said, I'm coming. He said He came to His own. Amen. And His own is receiving Him. Amen. He came to His own, and His own are receiving Him. And all that goodness is coming in. Amen. Ain't that a whole lot better? Ain't that a whole lot better? When we call upon Him and we receive Him. Amen. Hey, you know what? Israel, he got up over that hill and he looked out. up off of Mount of Olives, and he looked out over that city. And the Bible said he beheld it, and he wept over that city. Because there it was, offering of the kingdom. Amen. Kingdom of God. And there it was. And they said, we don't want that. We want a deliverer. But we want it on our terms. Amen. It don't work that way. If you want the deliverer today, you've got to take him on his terms. You say, what's his terms? It's blessed old King James Bible. That's his terms. That's what he goes by. Amen. You can take it. You take this and you can apply it to your life. And you can see the results. You see, God gave us a map. He showed us the way. He said, if we'll just follow Him in the way. But we have to make that decision. Amen. He said that all those that believed on Him, but as many as received Him, amen, to them gave He power, dynamos, explosion. I mean, something that'll move you. See what's wrong with us today? We've never received the power because we've never received the Savior and the power giver. Amen. We've got a form of religion, but denying the power thereof. He said, from such, turn away. Amen. Brother Andrew, what we got to do is we got to get to where power is. One more time. Because we look around us today and we see all these little ones sitting all around us. This church, boy, we're blessed with young people. We are so blessed with young people, young families starting out. But praise be to God, I want to see a church. I want to see God's people plumb full to running over, desiring putting God first. Amen. Desiring Him and putting Him first. And He said He would give us power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. So what do we do? That means we, like the children sing, it means that we trust Jesus. Trust and obey the Lord. Walk with Him. Seek Him. Be led by Him with all our heart and our mind and our soul and our strength. Amen. That means we put out some effort. We've got to go. We've got to turn from self and turn to Him. He said He came to it for His own, and His own received Him not. I want to ask you this morning, have you received the Lord Jesus Christ?